With us on a Thursday morning, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Two words, lockbox.
We're getting so close. I mean, we're within touching distance now. You know, like $5,000 to go in making that match, that $25,000 and an extra $5,000, that'll be ours. But you know, David, I've been thinking about it all morning long on my drive over here, and that is, why can't we end the fund drive now? Or why can't we come in with the largest record ever? You know, Dave, I don't want anybody saying to me, why are you guys on the air so much? Don't be coming to me and talking to me about being on the air too much for a fund drive, when in fact you could have put something in. And I look at your face and I say, well, did you put anything in? You go, So let's do it, folks. We know hypocrisy when we see it. Everybody into the pool. If you don't like the fund drive, now I love the fund drive, so that's a whole different story.
Lockbox at WAMC.org. We turn to the Secret Service. Now Julia Pearson stepped down as head of the Secret Service. As the AP puts it, I guess one lesson we learned, the Secret Service can't keep secrets from the president.
No, I think you got to tell the president what's going on. And, you know, in any organization, even here, I wouldn't like it if something happened at WAMC and everybody kept it from me. No, you got to tell. And if you don't tell, that's a different story, because that's the only way a chain of command can stay tight. So I'm appalled at what happened. I think everybody's appalled at what happened here. The president has to be kept safe. And the terrible thing about this is that there's a lot of people running around saying, well, if that guy could do it, I could do it too.
Let's go to Texas, Alan, where we have the first confirmed case of Ebola. There's one headline, scrutiny in Texas to detect whether Ebola has spread. And something else a little bit disturbing off the AP this morning from Dallas, some parents are removing their children from the schools there.
David, look, every time you have this kind of a health crisis, I was a young kid during the polio time. It was a terrible time. And mothers were, you know, keeping their kids around and real close. I remember going to the park and being told that I couldn't drink anything out of the water fountain because of polio. And so the less we know, but in this case, we know a lot. And we know what causes it. And if people take protective measures to keep kids out of school when there's really no indication that that's going to help anybody or anything, that's a whole other story.
Meanwhile, the federal officials are planning, according to the Times, to sharply increase the production of ZMapp, which is viewed by many experts as the most promising drug to treat Ebola. But there's some concern over whether they would have enough.
Well, of course. And it's interesting that, you know, when it comes to treating African children, and we, of course, know how important that is, we're not quite as strong as we would be if it was treating our own. I don't think there's any question that the impetus from this country has to be very great to be prepared. We've seen one case coming already. I'm sure we'll see more.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. We're going to make it, Alan.
I hope so, David. I just hope so.